For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Century of Lies program was Mr. Tom Angel, Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and the next day the following editorial was published in the New York Times. The high cost of public information. The Bush administration has made a habit of keeping public information from the very public that owns it. A good example can be found at the United States Department of Education. After dragging its feet for months, the agency has asked a tiny nonprofit group to pay a ruinous sum for information on the impact of a law that bars students who have committed drug offenses from receiving federal grants and loans. The law, which cuts off former offenders from receiving financial help even when the crimes they committed were minor and long ago, has become a subject of intense debate. Congress recently approved changes that should moderate some of the law's most destructive effects. Students for Sensible Drug Policy, a small nonprofit group, asked the Department of Education to provide a simple state-by-state breakdown of the people who have been denied aid under the law so far. But the department demanded more than $4,000 for this information, an amount the group clearly could not afford. The government argued that the request was not in the public interest and implied that Students for Sensible Drug Policy had some commercial interest in seeking it. These claims are both implausible. The fee represents an increasingly common tactic that is used by the government to discourage public inquiries. The student group has acquired pro bono representation and filed suit in federal court. Members of Congress could end the battle by requesting the information on the group's behalf. Beyond that, Congress should reinforce the Freedom of Information Act, which was meant to prevent this kind of thing in the first place. This is Tom Angel.
Yeah, we've been working to repeal this law, the Higher Education Act drug provision, which is a law that strips financial aid from college students who get drug convictions. So we found that more than 175,000 students have been denied aid because of this law. So we asked the Department of Education to give us the state-by-state breakdown under a Freedom of Information Act request. In reality, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, and we qualify for a fee waiver under the law. Well, we just want to know how many students in each state have lost their financial aid because of the HEA drug provision. Interestingly enough, they claimed in their rejection letter to us that revealing the information could somehow lead to drug legalization, and that my organization might profit from that.
To learn more, please visit ssdp.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.